Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is October the 14th, Tuesday 2014. This is episode 36. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to talk about the difference between another and other. So there are three important points to talk about here. One of the important differences between another and other is whether we're using singular or plural nouns. This is one of the things that we have to bear in mind. The second thing is whether we want to omit the noun or not. So this can be done in a number of cases, not in all the cases, but in some of the cases, and I'm also going to make some comments on that. And finally, the third point would be whether we're talking about specific nouns or general. If we're talking about something in general or some specific object or people. So the first point, which is I'm going to divide my explanation into two moments. When I talk about singular form and when I talk about the plural form. So when referring to singular nouns, so the singular form. Basically, we have two options. One of them is to use another plus singular noun. And that's when we are referring to objects or people in general. Like, I need to have another glass of water. I'm very thirsty. Or, could we have another cup of coffee? So here I'm referring to some object. Or even people, I could say, I have another student after you. Or, I have another class after you. So we're referring to either to objects or people in general. We're not talking about anything specific. Then, moving on, we could also use the other plus singular noun. And this is when we are referring to specific objects or people. I could say that, let's say, the other dictionary I showed you yesterday is much better than this one. So the other dictionary I showed you yesterday is a specific dictionary because it's the one I showed you yesterday. Then you should use the other and not another. So another for objects or people in general and the other for specific objects or people. Even with people, you could say, the other woman finished the task much faster than this one. So the other woman. The other student, we could say. Moving on, when we talk about... by the way, there is one little exception here, is when we use another plus numbers. So another usually comes before numbers. Regardless of you know, the number, it doesn't matter if the number... You could say that the number is plural because it's more than one. But again, this is, let's say, the exception, let's say, to the rule. So when we say, for instance, let me give you one example. There are five horses in this stable and another three in the other. So in the other stable. Again, there are five horses in this stable and another three in the other. And this leads me to my final point here about singular nouns is when we omit the noun. So if I say stable in my sentence, I could omit if I'm talking about another one. So for example, there are five horses in this stable and another three in the other. So in the other stable. Okay, now moving on, let's talk a little bit about the plural nouns. So here I could also divide my explanation into two moments. One is when we're talking about objects or people in general, and then we're going to use other plus plural noun, or when we are referring to specific objects or people, and then we are going to use the other plus plural noun. I could say something like, some people prefer to wake up early and have a good breakfast before going to work, while other people prefer to sleep a little longer and go straight to work. So some people versus other people, and people is a plural noun. When I talk about specific people, for example, if I have a group, let's imagine I have a group of students, and then I say that John is more intelligent than all the other students in this classroom. So then the other students, in this case, the other students, I'm talking about specific people, because I'm talking about one particular classroom. And finally, then, when we omit the plural noun, we could use others and the others. Then I could say something like this. Some cars are faster than others. So I'm talking about cars, but I'm not talking about any specific cars. I could say some students learn much faster than others as well. Or I could say that some dictionaries are more, are more complete than others. So in this case, of course, I'm always saying the noun, the plural, the noun I'm referring to in the second part. I'm always saying it in using it in the first part of my sentence. That's why I'm omitting it. So the same goes when I talk about when I'm talking about some specific noun. For example, if I'm talking about a number of people, I'm talking about Mary and John and Jane, and I'm going to say that Mary is much more intelligent than the others, because I'm talking about specific people. Or I could say that John is taller than the others. So again, I'm talking about specific people, then, and I'm omitting, I could use then the other people, but I'm omitting the word people because it's kind of obvious, and then I just use others, the others in this case. Yes? So a quick recap. When we talk about singular nouns, we can use another for objects or people in general, and the other plus singular noun when we are referring to specific objects or people. There is that exception I told you about when we use numbers, then we should use another. Finally, when we talk about plural forms, we have other plus plural noun when we refer to objects or people in general. The other plus plural noun when we refer to specific objects or people, and then their two counterparts, let's say, when we omit the plural noun. So when we use others, when we are talking about people or objects in general, and the others when we are omitting the noun, the plural noun, but we are talking about specific objects or people. I hope you're learning something. Thank you for listening. I remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to our email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Yeah, and I hope you're all learning something. Thank you very much. And see you next time. Bye.